You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
I'm Demetrius, he's Delaney, we are the Tao of Indifference podcast. Delaney, actually, I have a question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Do all dogs go to heaven?
According to Disney, yes.
Ah, I knew you were going to say that, and everyone says that, and the answer is no, because, spoiler, I guess? Whatever. If you haven't seen All Dogs Go to Heaven, you probably should. He's in hell in the beginning of the movie. He dies and goes to hell.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
All dogs don't go to heaven, but sometimes they
eventually they do.
I mean, I think one of the dogs is like one of the enemy dogs, like the antagonist dogs, definitely goes to hell and is like, he deserves it. That was a bad dog. You know how everyone's like, Everybody calls their dog a good dog? The bad dogs go to hell,
yeah.
I guess. But on a more serious note, Delaney, I did want to ask you a bunch of dating questions.
Okay.
And I want to get your takes on them, preferably hot takes, if you will.
You said hot cakes?
I said hot takes, but if you have hot cakes right now, like if you have like a warm pastry, I'm not going to refuse it. Like there's no way I'm going to be like, no hot cakes. I hate hot cakes. I'll take your hot takes and your hot cakes sexually, if you know what I mean. Ladies.
Oh, okay.
Ladies, if you want my hot cakes. No, that's gross. So you know what? We're gonna go off the top. Delaney does not know what any of these questions are. Because
no, I don't.
Yeah, I like to keep you on your toes, you know? So we're gonna just dive right in and there's no and I wanna add one more preface. Delaney, you are answering these hypothetically. I just wanna be clear because you are married and a lot of these questions are about dating. And you're most certainly not dating other people. I just want to throw that out there before we start.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the disclaimer.
Yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't have to worry about anything, but you never know. All right, first question. You know the phrase, once a cheater, always a cheater?
Yes.
Do you think that's actually true?
Wow, this is, man, you went deep. First question. Okay, so, yeah. I would say no. I would say no. I feel like sometimes you can grow out of it. Sometimes, you know, you may be going through a phase or maybe you feel like you have a reason, you know. No, I mean, I don't think any reason is actually a good reason, but still.
But you think you think that that's not always true. I agree.
I think that statement is true.
Yeah, I agree. I think that I think once a cheater, always a cheater is only true if they just are unrepentant. You know, if they're just like, yep. That's how I roll. Like, yeah, that person's always going to be a cheater. But a lot of people, you know, if you, like, cheated on your high school girlfriend and you never cheat on anyone else after that, I feel like you're good. You're good money, you know? Like, come on. All right.
Yeah.
The next question is a little less intense. Do you know what the term Eskimo brothers? So Eskimo brothers are, or Eskimo sisters, if you will. Eskimo brothers are when you have had sex with the same person as somebody else. Like, two dudes have both had sex with the same woman. They are Eskimo brothers. So,
not at the same time, though, right?
Not at the same time. I mean, that also could count, I guess. But anyway, are you Eskimo brothers that with someone you know personally?
No. Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. I am Eskimo brothers with a lot of people that are friends.
Oh, my goodness.
I won't tell you who, but you know you've met a lot of them. Not at the same time. All right, next question. So you're dating someone, but you're thinking of ending it. However, there's a major milestone coming up for them, whether that's like a holiday that's important to them, a birthday, whatever.
Ooh.
Do you end it before that or after that milestone?
Before.
Before?
Before.
Me too, actually. And I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to get a little personal here. The last breakup I was in, all right. It was like 3 weeks before her birthday. I'm terrible. I'm a bad person. I mean, I'm a bad person for other reasons. Just don't worry. It's not that. all right. You don't like a friend's partner, whether it's a girlfriend, wife, spouse, husband, whatever. Do you? And I want to be clear, you don't like them. They just kind of suck, but not like they're a bad person. Mm-hmm. Do you tell your partner? Or do you tell your, not your partner, do you tell your friend that you don't like their partner?
If they ask you, yes. Otherwise, don't say it. Otherwise,
I'm going to be honest here. I would never, I'm just not going to say anything. Unless it's over. Like, I'm going to be like, yeah, they sucked, man. They sucked. They really sucked. There's no way.
Why didn't you tell me?
I'm going to be like, oh, maybe you were happy. You know, sometimes people can be happy with people who suck. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. All right, next question. You got an on and off thing with a friends with benefits. You want more, they don't. Do you end it or just ride it out? Like, have as much sex as you can before it ends?
I say end it.
I also, nope, I'm lying. I would say ride it out because, well, I mean, normally I'd say end it, but, you know, I'm kind of in a drought, so you gotta do what you gotta do. all right, a little less crazy. What is the least sexy thing to have sex to? Whether it's music, TV, movie, a specific genre, what's the least sexy thing?
Can I answer it by changing the question a little?
Yeah, go for it.
I feel like the least sexiest thing to do to either get in the mood or do while you're doing is talk about anything unrelated to actually what you're doing. Like, if you start talking about finances while having sex, I'm sorry, I just feel like that's just really unattractive.
That's just, I gotta agree, like, you with know, you.
Or like picking up a phone in the middle of something.
Oh, you know, yeah, for sure.
That's horrible. Definitely. That's horrible.
For me, I was just gonna say comedies. Like, anything comedic is gonna pull me completely out of the mood. Like, because I'm just gonna start laughing.
Wait. Well, are you paying attention to the comedy?
No, but like, that's just like I usually don't. But if I hear a joke, I can't not laugh at it. Like, even if I like, because I'm always like picking up background noise, so like I'm always sort of listening to everything. So that would, yeah I would immediately be like, like I could be getting a blowjob and look at you something. So like, if I'm watching a comedy and I'm like Netflix and chilling, I gotta be like, yo, I gotta stop this real quick. Like, whereas, like, a horror movie, fine. That shit could play the entire time. Comedy, not so much. All right, next question. Have you ever lied about how many people you've slept with? To anyone?
I think yes. And it wasn't intentionally. It was because I actually forgot.
That's awesome. Oh, man. I've definitely lied about, well, I stopped telling people a number, but I'm pretty sure anyone I ever told my number to, I was lying. I was, like, making it much lower because I was worried that they would judge me. Like, it'd be like, there was definitely a point where I'd slept with, I was about to laugh right now. There was a point where I had slept with half the people I had slept with right now, and I cut that number in half. And even then, people were like, oh, wow, okay. Slutty McGee over here. And that number was only one. So weird. I'm lying right now. Never mind. Moving on to other lies. All right, this is a serious one. Can people who are attracted to each other ever really be just friends?
Oh, man. No.
Yeah. I'm going to have to agree with you. I feel like there's always going to be a weird undercurrent where, like, you're friendly, but, like, you know, you'd rather not.
Yeah, I just feel like, especially when your friend you're attracted to gets in a relationship, you start to act different towards them.
Yeah.
You start to be a little jealous or just like, oh, yeah. So.
I know exactly what you mean. All right, here's a simple one. Is flirting cheating?
Yes.
Ooh, yes, hot take. Fuego. I disagree. I think flirting is not cheating. If it is, I've definitely cheated on anyone I've ever dated ever because I don't know how to not flirt with people. Oh, it's a curse. If you had to pick one in a hypothetical relationship, would you rather have chemistry or compatibility?
In a relationship? Okay, I would say compatibility.
Ooh.
Yeah. If it's romantic, I prefer.
I'm going chemistry. I need chemistry. Okay. Yeah, but I also, I think that comes down to, like, I really, I would much rather date somebody who we have good chemistry and, you know, we're not always on the same page. But that's like for sex reasons. Let's be real. That's a sex reason. All right. Next question. Our next question is, because we're doing 21 questions, have you ever had sex to the 50 Cent song, 21 Questions? I know my answer already, that's why.
I don't think so. Wait. If it did play, it was in a very long playlist of, like, other songs. Like, T-Pain was probably in it, so I don't remember exactly if 50 was in it, but, all right. You know,
I'm going to mark you down as a no, then. If you can't remember, the answer is no. I definitely have. Would you like to know the first album I listened to when the first time I had sex? Or it wasn't the first time, but the first time I listened to music while I had sex. Would you like to know what that is?
What year or what album?
I mean, we're not going to talk years. There's no... Well, yeah. I mean, you could figure out the year from that. The album is Mystical's debut solo album.
So, oh, my goodness.
Yup. For real. Like... It was hilarious. Oh,
Danger!
Get on the flow. Oh man, I'll tell you. Never mind. Okay. What is the most awkward date venue you can pick?
As a first date?
First date, whatever you want.
Someone's grandma's house.
Oh my god, wow. That's so intense. Oh my god. I was gonna say a comedy club. Oh my god, you went hardcore. You're not fucking around, man. Oh man, someone's grandma's house. Oh, it's like, hey, what's up?
Be your own. Like, you just walk into somebody's random grandma's
house. That would be hilarious. Yeah, just like a grandmother's house. Oh no. All right, serious question. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, you know, not, and 10 being super, how important are looks in dating?
8.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Hot take over here. I'm going to go 5, honestly. Wow, Delaney. I mean, you're really good looking, so, you know, I feel like that's, your answer is a bit skewed, let's be honest. Alright, next question. What is the worst thing anyone can wear on a first date?
What are those things called? Crop shirts and
What shirts?
Parachute pants. Crop shirts, you know, like...
Or like a crop top?
Yeah.
Crop top and parachute pants? That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
That would be the worst outfit ever. Here's my outfit. A t-shirt, like any t-shirt, but tucked into your cargo shorts. And then you're wearing Crocs. Like, that's the worst thing that a dude could ever wear on a date. And sweatpants. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just reading an article from GQ, you know, Gentleman's Quarterly, the magazine that's supposed to be about fashion. And they were like, oh, date looks. Sunday, like, afternoon date look was a pair of sweatpants. And I was like, there's no fucking way. Like, what? Like, no. Come, knock it off. You can't be GQ. Talking about wear sweatpants on a date. I don't care if they cost you $100. Anyway, that was the stupidest thing I ever read. GQ, you played yourself. All right. Serious question. For reals.
Okay.
Is love at first sight real? Is it a real thing?
No.
Lust at first sight. Infatuation at first sight. Even like recognizing that someone is probably your type and like super compatible with you at first sight. Yes.
Yeah.
Love? Nah. No way.
Nah, I don't think so, yeah. Wait. Romantically, no. With babies, if you're a parent, I think so.
Aw.
I mean, yeah.
Says you the could, father like, of two.
Yeah.
I'm still on the fence about loving humans in general. So, you know, we'll see.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I love you, bro.
Love you too.
All right, next question. Should you tell your crush that you like them if you have no chance of ever being with them?
Yes.
Ooh, I used to say yes, now I say no.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I used to think that it was important, and then I realized that, like, for me personally, like, me telling someone I like them and there's no way we could be together, it's kind of pointless. But I got a good one. Should your partner be your best friend?
Should they be? I'm going to say yes. Ooh. Yes, it took me a while, but yes.
I like that because I disagree. I think that they should be one of your best friends, but not your best friend. I think that...
Oh, you mean like one and only? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying one of, but not the.
Yeah, not the best friend, but one of, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, next question.
All right.
Newlywed game. You're dating someone. They tell you they love you, but you don't love them yet. Should you end it?
No.
You know what? I wrote this question down. I honestly don't know if I have an answer. This hasn't happened to me in a while. No, like, no one new has told me romantically that they love me in, like, I want to say going on 4 years now, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, you know, I had a relationship and then I didn't. So, you know, I haven't dated anyone recently who's been like, I love you, bro. I love you. Love you, man. I want to spend the rest of my life with you, bro. Which would be great. I would love that. I would love if somebody put that voice on. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I feel like I probably would end it. I probably okay. would. No. What? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. But I'd probably figure out, okay, if I don't feel this way now, when do I think I would feel this way? And if I don't feel this way at this point, I should probably end it. I would probably be figuring out if I should end it. But not immediately.
Okay. I mean, well, I guess. I just feel like if they're not expecting it in return.
Right, yeah. But most people do, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Also, like, yeah, sometimes you, like, you're just a little quicker on the draw, but you never know. So I would say no, but I'd probably be on the path to ending it soon. Okay. Question number 19. Wow, these things are flying by. Number 19. What's a common mistake that people make when they're dating?
Not sharing their feelings.
Ooh, good, Delaney. You've been picking up on me.
Yeah.
Mine is one of the most common mistakes that I found is that people complain about things that they can easily fix. Every single day I see some conversation play out here where it's like, I don't understand why this guy treats me this way. It's like you could just not date them anymore. And then you would not have that problem anymore. Like, it's not that difficult to be like, nah, I'm good, we're done, goodbye, forever, Z's. Oh, then, in communicating what people are interested, like, communicating your interests, you know. So yeah. I could be a little less antagonistic with my listeners. I'll still fight y'all, just be clear. All right, Delaney, this is a real, real deep one. Okay, you ready?
I am ready.
I just realized this sounded really dirty, and I'm going to stick by that.
It kind of did.
This is a deep one. Is there such a thing as a soulmate?
No.
Nah. Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't really believe in souls, so, you know.
Yeah, I just feel like, yeah.
Ooh, oh, you know what would be crazy? Like, what if your soulmate was somebody you were completely unattracted to? Like, what if, like, soulmates really existed and, like, oh, God made a person specifically for me, right? And then what if the person that God made for you was, like, a troll? Like, and I don't mean, like, they're ugly. I mean, like, literally a troll, like a cave troll. They turn into a stone in the sunlight. You know, like, a straight-up, like, Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, an unexpected journey troll. And you're like, well, it's my soulmate. We got to make it work, you know? Like, God, that would
suck. But you know what, though? If it was that female gargoyle from Gargoyles,
Desdemona!
She was very pretty.
Desdemona definitely, like, influenced all of my sexual fantasies when I was a prepubescent boy. Oh, man. The episode where both her and Goliath turn human. Oh, God.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Wow.
Ooh, deep cut. Shout out to Keith David for being the voice of Goliath. And just generally being awesome. Final question. You ready?
Yes.
If you fall out of love with someone, can you fall back in love with them?
I'm going to say, no.
Ooh. Oh, heat check. I think you can. I think you really can. I think you can. I think that love is a constantly changing and constantly growing thing. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Human bodies are, like, incredibly, like, malleable. If you bind your feet are going to grow a certain way. So, like, human bodies, like, contort based on what you do to them. You know, if you work out a lot, you get buff because your body changes because of that. Your body adapts. Mm-hmm. I think that human emotions change that way, too, you know? If you feed love, it grows, and if you starve love, it dies out. And I think that it's super hard and super difficult to do, but I think people can fall back in love because I'm a romantic deep down in my cold, dead, emotionless heart. So that's where I'm coming from. Delaney, thank you so much for answering all these sexy-ass hot take questions.
You're welcome. You know, for a moment, I didn't know if we were still recording, so I'm like, we didn't say goodbye.
No, I never don't say goodbye. Never can not say goodbye.
No.
Ooh. Feeling very musical today, Delaney.
Delaney. You sound like, who sings Beautiful? You're beautiful. Like,
wait, is it Pharrell?
Beautiful. James Blunt? No, the other Beautiful.
Oh. Yeah, beautiful is true. Yeah. That one?
Yeah.
I see your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do. I actually know the words. I do know the words.
And I'll be with you.
I'm just saying. I know you'd be surprised with the weird shit I know. Oh, Delaney. All right. I've kept you way too long. I've sung way too many songs. I think it is time to say goodbye. Delaney, say goodbye to everyone.
Of course. Thank you all for listening and your awesome support.
Thank you guys for listening and good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tao of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Tao of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at taoofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.